Nothing will be impossible with Christ's love in God. Luke chapter 1 verse 39 to 45. Today is the fourth Advent Sunday and the symbol of this week's candle is Christ's love. We are 2 days away from the birth of Jesus. Tomorrow is Christmas Eve. And so the image of the manger is becoming more intense for us with the image of Christ coming into the world. It is the most joyful day for all Christians to remember Christ's everlasting love because he came into the world as a human being because of his love for all of us. However, at the same time, we have to remember that during these days, sorrow, judgment, anxiety, and fear are still not left behind. The holidays and Christmas are a time of loneliness or intense sorrow for some people. This is why it is so important that as we not only need to waiting and welcome the Savior, but also welcome our neighbors, especially those who are suffering the most during this season. Are you ready to share Christ's love and welcome all our neighbors to the church as our brothers and sisters today? Let's look at today's Bible passages to focus on how God's messages teach us Christ's love and support of people who need our help. Today's gospel scripture places us at the home of Zechariah and Elizabeth. Mary, the mother of Jesus, is pregnant and is paying a visit to her cousin. As expected, in any culture, it is always a happy time when relatives come to visit. As I grew up, Christmas was always one of the big family gathering day. Every year, we had a Christmas worship service at church on Christmas morning. After that, my family always went to grandma's house and had a big family get-together. It was often the only time during the year when I got to see some of my aunts, uncles, and cousins. We had so much fun visiting, eating, and playing games. In my mind, one of the very best things about Christmas is celebrating the birth of Jesus with my entire family. Let us imagine what happened that day with a big family reunion. When I, just an elementary student, heard a bell ringing, then I was running and jumping and saying to my parents, "They are here!" While mom and dad were also saying, "They are here!" with a slanted tongue, we haven't finished all the cleaning. Dinner is still halfway done. Oh my, there are more relatives than we initially expected. Yes, there are lots of joys, but also messes too. So my mom just called it a joyful mess. Especially my own experience with my loving expanded family. We cannot always be sure how many people are going to show up. Yes, it is a fact of life. So we just move on and get ready. It's party time! Elizabeth was so happy. And being father alone in her own pregnancy, the baby in her womb jumped of joy. As if knowing that his baby cousin Jesus was in his mommy's womb. Elizabeth was excited to marry, and her baby John was equally excited to hear who was at the door. Elizabeth said, "For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy." And she confessed to Mary that blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished. What a powerful Advent image. Elizabeth already knew that the baby carried by Mary is her Lord and Savior and confessed God's accomplished works to her and Mary. This Elizabeth confession is connected with Mary's faithful answer in verse 38, saying that, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord, let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. "Let it be with me according to your word." This was Mary's response when the angel Gabriel came to her to foretell the birth of Jesus. Although being a mother of a child as a virgin was unexpected and unwelcome news to her, Mary obeyed God with this amazing confession of faith. As we live our life, we always hope and dream of a perfect life without any frustration and challenges. Especially as we face Christmas and the New Year, we may have many plans and goals for hoping for a better year. However, as we already know, life does not go according to our will. Sometimes we have to face unreasonable, unwelcome, unexpected, and unhappy situations. However, we could learn from Mary. For nothing will be impossible with God. Mary obeyed God with courage of faith, and she received the best blessing, being the mother of Jesus. With this thought, a world-famous song, Let It Be by the Beatles, led me to have a great new insight. If you read the verse, first verse of the song, it goes like this. When I found myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be, 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 whisper words of wisdom, let it be. Actually, this song was not written based on Mary's story in Luke. While the Beatles were struggling with dissension, Paul McCartney dreamed about his mother, Mary McCartney, saying, "It will be all right, let it be." So he wrote about it in his music. But many fans tried to interpret Mother Mary as the Virgin Mary. Anyway, considering the story of Mary in Luke, Let It Be is good enough to remind us of Mary's response to the angel Gabriel. Let it be with me according to your word. We are Christians, followers of Jesus Christ, when in times of trouble, we remember Mary's words of wisdom. Let it be with me according to your word. Then our Almighty God, for whom nothing is impossible, make it all right in God's way and in God's time. Today is the fourth Sunday of Advent, and today's symbol is love. In this season, one thing that we need to do is answering faithfully to God's call for sharing Christ's love with our neighbors. Love is one of the most important values to Christians. I'm convinced that everyone in here knows very well about what love is, and also I know that you already show Christ's love to people around you through various ways. I just want to share one example of how your love works in our congregation. On October 7th Sunday, I was told that Russ Hammer went to the emergency room because of a symptom of a stroke. Russ is a faithful church member at Central UMC. Even though he is not a professed member, he works faithfully and serves the church and congregation more than any professed member, and I think that sometimes more than the pastor too. He's so young, so I never expected that he would have a stroke. So I clearly remembered that our feeling was so sad, surprised, shocked, and worried, especially for his family. Every day, Pastor Kuko and I had time to pray for his quick and complete recovery with baby Caleb, who participated in our cooperative prayer for us by force. When Linda Band shared this news with the congregation at the church, during the Sunday worship service, all church members worried a lot about Russ and his family. Some people wept and took time to pray for him and his family together. Also, many congregants kept praying for him continually at each place beside the worship service. Also, a church member made a public church sign outside that, "Please raise up prayers for Russ Hammer." And when Russ came back to church, everyone was so happy and joyful, and there was a line for talking and meeting him. At that time, I could vividly witness that how Christ's love is working in our congregation. Why were Central people really happy and joyful when Russ came back to church? Why did they support him spiritually and physically? Is it because he is a good teacher at Greensburg School? Is this because he is a really needed person at church? Is this because he is a Democratic or a Republican? Is it because he supports the LGBTQ community or not? No, we love him in Christ just because he is Russ Hammer. No matter whether he is needed a person at church or not, whether he supports something and what he has a political color or not, is not important to us. The important thing to us is we are a church family and have a strong bond of love in Christ Jesus. We love him in Christ the way he is. Every week, we have shared a special prayer request with you about UMC's 2019 Special General Conference, which is a special general conference to deal with human sexuality issue. Our denomination is facing the possibility of separating and splitting because of the LGBTQ issue. I know it is a serious and sensitive issue to people, and also one of the important justice issues for the church and the state. For this reason, we have been discussing it for almost 40 years, and it is now time to make our new and final decision. Let's have a little bit of relaxation time with a simple activity. Please look at each other's face. We have different culture, educational background, race, gender, wealth, political color, but remember that we are all the same God's children, a church family bonded with Christ to love. We confess that we love each other at the church as it is without any specific condition, thoughts, color, and etc. I think that even though our denominational situation sometimes looks like we are in ruin, despair, and hopeless situation, I believe we can solve this issue through the love of Christ and many church members who are our brothers and sisters in Christ. As we face Christmas and the New Year, I really want us to ask these questions to ourselves. Are we ready to yes? Say yes to God, like Mary did in to this gospel. And then are we ready to follow and share Christ's love according to God's word? I hope and pray that during this special season of Advent and coming New Year, we are ready to say yes to God by remembering that nothing will be impossible with Christ's love and God. Praise God. Amen.